3, 2. It's episode 305, and we've got plugins for faster image insertion, file monitoring, and dashboard notes, all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the Brewery Outlook in beautiful British Columbia, I'm John Overall. And unfortunately today, Marcus could not join us as he needed to get a little extra sleep after a very long night. So at any rate, right off the top, don't forget you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you got a couple of minutes, we greatly appreciate your time over on Stitcher Radio, hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner if you're using that, or stopping in on their website and leaving us a review there. Also, in the iTunes Store, we greatly appreciate you taking the time in the iTunes Store to leave us a review, as they really help the show get up off the ground and stay high in the listings with iTunes. Now, you can also remember, don't forget you can follow the show over at Twitter, WP Plugins A to Z, and catch up with the latest show publications or other information and tidbits. And occasionally we get into talking with you, the listeners, through Twitter. So if you engage with us, we'll definitely engage back. Sometimes it's kind of tough for us to get into it and due to things. So next up here to the usual spot for self-promotion, and right now, of course, we're not really doing much self-promotion as I've been more or less showcasing the WP Plugins A to Z /jobs/jobs board, where we've got experts that have started to list themselves there for any jobs you might have, and if you have any jobs you want to find an expert for, showcase it here and see if somebody experts can pick it up and help you out there. Now, at this point here, we'd like to thank our donors. And right now, just a little thing about the donations. The donations for the show really have been helping the show move forward. And granted, due to a lot that changed in my life over the past couple months, things have fallen by the wayside again. But that mess is being picked up and moving forward again. It's amazing how you can break something and then slowly piece it all back together. Never looks quite right, but it does come back together again. At any rate, the show is slowly coming back, and more of the stuff that was being promised is starting to be delivered again. So, at any rate, this week here, we would like to thank Jez from Jez Web Pty Limited, who donated $50, and he left a note. And his note, this week, we are donating on behalf of Wavemaster Australia at wavemastersurf.com, a JazzWeb WordPress website client who manufactures wave skis, surf skis, and other paddle sports craft. So, very nice looking website, Jez, and thank you very much for your time. We greatly appreciate your donations and your support for the show. It really does help it out. And more of you folks, if you donate $50 or more, leave us a note, links in the show. You get everything from the whole kit and caboodle, and you get the link love that goes with it too. They're even follow links, which spread the Google juice that WP Plugins has to share. Now, we'd also like to thank all donors who came in under $50. Thank you very much. You know who you are. And also our donors from Patreon. So you can become a Patreon donor by going to patreon.com, WP Plugins A to Z. And you can donate on a monthly basis and help support us there. Be greatly appreciated. And comes through once a month. All right. Well, I don't have much else to rant about, but I do have a couple of interesting pieces of news this week for you. Now, a couple of weeks back, we showcased a plugin called Watson Finds, a WordPress plugin. And there's been a really interesting article about this plugin. and how it works that was written up by the tavern. Check this out. It's really kind of interesting. The guys at Watts and Fines found us after we showcased their plugin and thanked us for their showcase. So to you guys out there, if you're listening, you're welcome. And anyone else who wants to get their plugins showcased, feel free to send them our way. Another article and tidbit is, this is an interesting article from WP Explorer on what to look for in WordPress hosting. If you happen to be out there searching for new hosting providers, this is some tips on some of the best things you'll want to be looking for with a hosting provider. Got a lot of great stuff in it. Now, another thing that occurred recently for me, actually occurred this morning when I was doing some work on sites, and then I had to double check to find out about it, is there's an SEO spam campaign being dumped into the comments of WordPress websites. And it appears that the REST API is being used for it. Now, according to this article, it was happening with version 4.7, 4.71, which the patches were supposedly fixed in 4.72. But the site I was working on, I had turned off all commenting available to the site. I had done numerous other things in it because I was just kept getting these spam comments appearing. I couldn't figure out why. And so I thought, okay, well, let's turn off the REST API with the plugin we showcased a couple episodes back called Turn Off REST API. And since then, the spam comments have stopped. So that's my suspect at the moment. I don't have absolute proof, but all indicators are there. So anyway, you might want to check it out if you have a site that's having spamming issues that you can't seem to shut down. Check out the turn off the REST API. The REST API is kind of a fantastic thing, and it looks like it's going to be sort of like the great super heyday of Windows 98 when everything was wide open and it was so easy to use and so easy to access until the hackers moved in. And we've got the same problem here, it looks like, with the REST API. I think eventually Automattic is going to have to go to a point of creating the REST API with most things shut off, and you'll have to go turn on the specific pieces you want to use in your website instead of shutting it off and then turning on pieces. So, instead of you having to do it, it'll come default that way. At any rate, something to be aware of, and I think it's something that's going to come to haunt us for a little while with the REST API. The wonderful thing that it is, when you get something wonderful, those that want to do hacking will find a way to abuse the system, which, well, quite irritating. May they all hang from their toenails in that special place in hell. Okay. Well, that's pretty much all I've got there, so I'm going to roll it right up into the plugins I've got for review. So off we go to the meat and potatoes. Okay, first off this week here, this is a week for me that I'm planning to bring back some plugins, some old favorites that I use regularly on my website. And it's nice to bring them all forward from time to time so that they're refreshed and everyone remembers what they are if they haven't used them in a while or they're looking for something similar. So the first one I have here is called Faster Image Inserts. And this plugin here, while quite old in itself, is still a very good plugin. It's very usable. It works very well. What it does is once you put it in, turn it on and activate it, it creates a new window block in your post editor for you that allows you to upload all of your media, images, PDFs, audio files, videos, if you upload videos to your site, all of those things, you can just dump them all in, let them upload, and continue editing your WordPress website. And for me, this saves me a chunk of time because I don't have to go through the add media button, upload all my stuff, wait for it to upload, and then go add. I can start all this dumping, especially when doing the podcast, because, you know, the show is sometimes as much as 50, 60 megs in size. It takes, you know, 2-3 minutes, even with high speed internet, you know, and if it's a bad day, it can take 4 or 5 minutes. So that's time that I can still be doing the organization, the editing of the site, and it's all there. Then you can go through, get all your information, update the files, set the image as a featured image. It's all the little tidbits you can do with it. Makes life a whole lot easier. So anyway, this is a really great plugin. It's called Faster Image Insert, and I still give it a 5 Dragon rating. Hey, and the next one I've got here is one that is no longer available in the WordPress repository. It's called WordPress File Monitor Plus. And this is a security plugin that I use for monitoring website file changes. Now, there is one in the repository called WordPress File Monitor, and that one is sort of kept up to date, and I haven't checked to see if this one, and when I looked at it, the images look the same, so it's probably similar. It might even be based upon this one, or this one might have been based upon that one. Hard to say. I don't know which way it would go. But at any rate, this is the one I use. It's available from the WP Plugins A to Z WPSupport.ca store. So you can get it from our site. It's downloadable there. And it's great. What it does for you is once you set it up, activate it, enter your email, set any exclusion files you need, it'll check your site once a day, twice a day, or every hour, depending on how often you need to be checking your site for file changes. When it notices a file change anywhere in your root directory, it'll notify you and let you know what those files change. Now, this has been a lifesaver for me many times because hackers will initially sometimes get in, just upload a file because they're using robots to get that dealt with, and then they call home as soon as they found a hack site. If you get notification before the hackers actually access the files they've uploaded, you can clean out their mess before they do any damage at all to your site. And that's some of the things I've seen with this. This has allowed me to stop a hack in progress or stop a hack before it became a mess, you know. So anyway, something to check out. WordPress File Monitor Plus, available at the WP Plugins A to Z store, and I gave it a 5 Dragon rating. Now, the final plugin I've got here today is called WP Dashboard Notes. Now, this one here puts basically a little yellow sticky note in your dashboard of your website. You can create several different notes if you want. And it works with all administrators on the site. So if you've got multiple users, how I use it with sites that I have a clients I need to communicate with, or we're both talking about things within the site and they can leave me notes here. Also, I use it to leave notes to myself on things that I need to accomplish on this particular website, such as I need to tweak this plugin, replace this, update this, you know, change that, you know, miscellaneous stuff along the way. That's what this one is really great for. It's great for a communication tool when you're dealing with administrators. It really does come in handy during some developmental phases of the website so that you can keep track of things that you only want to be reminded of when you log into this website. And you'll see it every time you log in because it's big, bold, right in your face every time the dashboard loads at its root. So anyway, this is a great one. Check it out. It's called WP Dashboard Notes, and I give it a 5 Dragon rating. Woohoo! It's a full house. All right, so usually I've got stuff for Marcus to discuss, but not today, unfortunately. And I covered up in this episode Faster Image Insert, which I gave a 5 to, WordPress File Monitor Plus, which I gave a 5 to, and then WP Dashboard Notes, which I gave a 5 to. So anyway, check them all out. They're really great plugins. And promotions right now, I don't have a favorite WordPress website, though I still say thank you to BlogAid and WP Explorer, which is a pretty decent website, has a lot of really great information and help here. You know, one of the articles we came from today, so check them out too. There's lots of really great ones out there. Soon I will have a new showcase site. If you happen to have some suggestions for showcasing a website that highlights news, information, and tidbits from WordPress world, send it my way. One that's not overly known. That's what I prefer. Okay, and the usual reminders, don't forget you can get us over at the iTunes store where we greatly appreciate your support there, leaving us a review. Also in the Stitcher Radio, where we greatly appreciate you hitting that little thumbs up button in the corner or leaving us a review on their website. We will eventually find them. And of course, how you can contact us, you can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com, or you can send an email to john@wppro.ca. And of course, Marcus can be reached at his website, marcuscouch.com, or you can contact him via Twitter at marcuscouch. And that's pretty much all we have for you today. So take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!